Episode number 25, Real Estate with Tim Sullivan. Welcome to In It to Win It. This is Stevie B.
And Dan G.
Dan G. in the house. How you doing, sir?
Hey, well, I'd be doing better, Steve, if you didn't make me dress up today.
Yes, we are on YouTube. If you want to watch this video, you'll be able to see the real estate listings with Tim Sullivan. And you can click on the link in the show notes and it'll shoot you right over there. Tim Sullivan, I met him a few months ago in Nicaragua. He's a real estate agent down in San Juan del Sur. It's a little beach town with a bunch of beach communities, surfing and like that.
Fishing. And,
fishing, yeah. Snorkeling, all that. And
No parrotfish.
Yeah, don't eat the parrotfish, apparently. Yeah.
Steve learned that lesson real well.
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to go down there probably in January, February, take a look at some property down there and see what we got.
Yeah.
Yeah. You and I went to, I took you down to the races recently.
Yeah, that was like the whitest place in America, Steve.
It was pretty whiskey tango.
Yeah. Ricky yeah. Bobby all day. Woohoo.
Oh, Talladega Nights on training wheels.
Yeah, that was like oh, you were preparing me for something bigger. I looked, they were playing the national anthem. I'm like, yeah, nobody's kneeling around here.
No kneeling. There was not a single person in that crowd without his right hand over his heart.
Oh yeah, everybody stands up on that thing, man. Yeah. That was a sight to see. No, but it was actually, I had fun, you know, nothing like watching something going around in a circle.
Yeah. It was quite red. There was no blue.
Yeah. There was even a fight. The guy raised car. Like, I thought it was like acting or something, but like WWF, but for cars. But it, evidently, like, they really fight.
Yeah. He was kind of pissed. That guy threw him into the wall. So,
yeah. He went and ran back, and everybody's like, oh, God, they're going to go at it.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Like, I'm like, this is real.
No shortage of MAGA hats.
No, that was definitely, I just thought they were selling them.
Yeah.
I felt weird without one.
Guy walks up with a blue F Biden shirt and
just which one?
Standing ovation. Yeah.
Which F Biden shirt did he see? Because I saw multiple. Vaccination not required here.
Not a single mask in sight.
No, it was like, if you had your mask on, you would have been, your ass would have been whooped.
Yes. We did not mention that your last name was Garcia. We left.
No. I was looking for other token white Mexican out there.
Yeah. We're like, this is my friend Danny.
Yeah. He's adopted.
Roberts.
Yeah. Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it was interesting.
A little
bit
of culture shock there for an hour or so, huh?
Yeah, no, I had a good time, you know. I was just they did have funnel cake, so
yeah.
You ate about 5 hot dogs. I don't know where you put them, but
made me sick.
Yeah, how many hot dogs did you have, Steve? Jesus,
I think I had at least 3.
Plus whatever else you ate.
Probably 6 beers. Yeah, it was a good
time.
Yeah,
and then you knocked over somebody's beer, even better. Jesus.
Oh, that's right, I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were on the bleachers, and I knocked over my buddy's beer.
Yeah, Chad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it Chad?
I think so. Oh, no, that was Dusty. Dusty.
Oh, that was the other
white name. Yeah.
Oh, the other white name. Okay. Yeah. Next to Skyler. I'm sorry, he was sitting next to your buddy's girlfriends, like, I couldn't tell. I didn't know what was going on there. It was a weird situation.
I signed up for racing school.
Yeah, you're taking that Talladega Nights thing a little hard.
I think the class is at the end of this month, so maybe we can throw some videos up on that.
Wow, man, sounds like a really safe place and a really safe thing to do.
Yeah. It's probably safer than walking.
I don't know. Those things are not safe, though. I'm telling you. How fast are you going to be going in that thing?
I don't know.
maybe you should find out.
I won't be doing the races. I'll just be around the lap, the track by myself, I think. But we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. Imminent death. Okay. You might want to look up some statistics on that before you go to class.
Oh, I don't think I'll do that. Yes. Just terrify myself before I start.
Wow. Yeah. One race and he's already signing it up. He's the one who wants to be on the circuit.
You got a handgun recently.
Yes, I did get yeah. Thanks to you, Steve.
Yeah.
I'm all fired up.
Yes. Yeah. You took it over and, you know, I have a little bit of experience with the weaponry.
Yeah.
And,
a lot.
Yeah. And, first steps first though, we had to get you stripped down to your tidy whiteies and, with a white t-shirt and march around singing, "This is my rifle. This is my gun. This one's for fighting and this is for fun," like Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, you made me blindfolded. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, you thought we were going shooting and I was like, "Yeah, oh, no. We need to
No, you're just cleaning your weapon." Yeah, cleaning your gun, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, when I busted out with the blindfold, you were like, "Hang on, you've already got me in my underwear. What are we I don't need to bring a blindfold into this."
Yeah, this is getting weird real fast.
Yeah. But by the end of it, you were able to take it apart and put it back together in about 30 seconds. So
yeah, 30 seconds, take it apart, put it back together blindfolded. Yeah. So I'm surprised you didn't make me sleep with it, but you know, that's cool.
Well, I recommended that, but you obviously didn't take my advice.
Yeah. Well, not the first night. Yeah, but I'm the proud owner of a emotional. I have an emotional attachment to my gun now, thanks to you.
Yes. I was out at the bar the other day, and I saw a couple that was obviously on their first date. It kind of reminded me of like one of those blown Tinder dates.
That's what we call a bad date.
Yeah.
This is a bad date. That's probably like, or that's just a date where like, yo, I'm just trying to get laid.
Yeah.
Because like, nobody goes on Tinder for love. like people just like fall in love with the idea of falling in love, but you don't really go on like a Tinder app to like fall. I mean, I don't know. If you have this, I mean, it's, don't really work.
It's like two birds talking to each other and they both have broken wings.
Yeah, two broken winged birds. They should just call it brokentinder.com.
Birds without wings.
Birds without wings. They should just call it Clipped. Yeah. Did you go on Clipped? Yo, yeah, I'm on Clipped. Yeah, I'm just trying to get laid. Okay, yeah, cool.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
don't pretend like you can fly.
Yeah, don't pretend like you fly because you really can't. You're just broken on the inside. Yeah. Yeah. It's just like a cesspool of just people that just want to get laid, dude, in the reality. People just like pretend, right? And then they're like, this is a hookup app.
Yeah. The land of make believe.
Yeah. Daddy issues. I got hurt by him or her. And then nobody wants to tell their story, you know. But if you do share your story about how you got hurt, then you like ruin the whole thing. Yeah. You know that guy, he gets like, I don't know, chick breaks up, breaks his heart, and then he's all walking around, he's like sharing his breakup story. I'm like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
It's not part of the Tinder rules.
Yeah, don't lead with "I have 5 children by 4 guys." That's kind of a no-no.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Hey, look, I've been suspect on that, so it's all good. I've been there. I just didn't even talk about it. This is terrible. God, I did. I went on a bet. I mean, which one, right? I would be real if I didn't. No, I did. I remember this. I actually do remember one. One, you know, it did the stupid coffee thing, right? Mm. So, I went for coffee and, you know, latte. Yeah, sure. Latte, cappuccino, whatever.
Yeah.
And, within 5 minutes, person begins to tell me that I was the first male they've dated in 10 years and they've been a lesbian for the past 10, 12 years or something. And I was like, oh, wow, how'd I get so freaking lucky?
Okay, wow. There you go. Way to break that mold, huh?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Thanks for choosing me.
Yeah. Shit. Did I win something?
Yeah.
First guy somebody dated in 10 years. Used to be a lesbian. I'm like, yeah, sure. Hey. Right.
Cool. How's your latte? I just finished mine.
Yeah, I just finished mine. I got to get
I got to go wash my socks right now.
Yeah. I do. Yeah. My underwear is feeling really dirty. Yeah. I got to go. Yeah. That was the only, that was the one that sticks out to me. Needless to say, there wasn't a second thing going on. I was just like, yeah, it's just too much to deal with, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, Jesus. Like, I don't know. How do you skin that one?
you drink a hot coffee and burn your mouth as fast as you possibly can. And, go wash your socks.
Yeah. That's like, I mean, so you just decided all this, like, day ago?
Yeah. Well, you're back in America now, no longer in
America, Steve, not America. America.
Oh, sorry. America. Yes, America. Pronouncing it.
Yeah, after going to the races with you, I call it America now.
Yes.
Damn. Yeah.
But how'd your family take care of the house?
Dude, I should have learned my lesson years ago, but obviously I just, you know, I'm like a glutton for punishment. So let's just say I had to buy all new cookware.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know you could make a nonstick pan actually stick.
Oh, it's the patented metal spatula on the nonstick pan.
No, they just burned the shit out of it, Steve.
Oh, that'll work too.
Yeah.
Actually, that's probably a better method because then you get an entire burning instead of just those annoying lines in the.
Oh,
in
yeah. Well, because you get the bottom and then the bottom falls off onto the burners, and then you got to clean all that too.
Yeah, yeah.
And you try cooking it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I got a couple of nonstick pans, and they're really a pain in the ass because I don't even have to use a spatula. The egg will just, you know.
Yeah, you can use those. The rubber stuff.
Yeah.
Silicone.
Yeah.
You use amazing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But no. I've always wanted to have a nonstick pan where I throw an egg on it, and half of the egg is still on the pan after I'm done.
You know.
It. Yeah.
That's exactly half the. Yeah, it's like, well, I'm cooking two eggs, but I'm really only getting one.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, maybe I can make this work. I'm like, no, like garbage.
No, they just ruined it.
Yeah. I was like, I cooked my last meal on it, and I'm like, well, I'm just not going to clean it. I'm just going to throw it away.
Just throw it away. It's probably 400 calories of food left.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just terrible. Like, what kind of people do this? Obviously, my family.
I'm sure they took care of Chacho nice and well, though. Yeah.
My dog, oh my God, I thought my dog was going to die when I got home. He looked so bad. People were like, I had somebody come to my house like the day after I came to my home. And they're like, is your dog okay? I'm like, I know. He's like, he had like no patches of hair, like falling off.
Just mange.
Complete mange. Like you look like you had full mange.
Oh, wow.
Fleas. I'm like, really? He looked so decrepit. Like he really looked like his age.
Huh.
Yeah. He looked like, I was like, I had to get him to the vet right away. I'm like, you're going to the vet. I got a flea medication. I don't need it. Some vaccine board.
Isn't there a dog groomer like right down the street?
Oh, well, yeah. You know, you leave credit cards and money for your dog, but evidently people just go shopping with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I got proof. Look, I even wrote Chacho. Chacho, miscellaneous. I think they just read the miscellaneous and went shopping.
Ah, yeah.
But they left me a couple bucks. They gave me a couple dollars in here.
Oh, at least they left you some change.
Yeah, they left me some change. I don't know. Like, so yeah, don't leave your animals with your family members if you live in my family.
Yeah, well, not to play devil's advocate here, but kind of to their credit, Chacho, miscellaneous sounds a lot like personal shopping spree. You know, just saying, you might want to pick, you know, something that phonetically sounds a little bit more like, you know, it's for Chacho.
Yeah, just Chacho.
Yeah.
I was my mistake because I shouldn't have put miscellaneous.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Note to self.
Lesson learned.
Lesson is don't have, I think strangers take care of your house better.
Have the Airbnb people watch your back.
I'm just going to go down to the rescue mission.
Pick up the dirtiest homeless guy.
Dirtiest. Hey.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. The story for the day. We got a man posts a catalytic converter for sale, but he forgot to hide his meth in the background of the photo. There's the catalytic converter that
looks, oh yeah, people like to steal those.
Yeah, that looks pretty innocent there.
Yeah, they have they have precious metals in there that I guess rhodium, cadmium,
palladium. No,
no, they do palladium,
platinum.
No, they do a platinum. There's three or four metals in there. The precious metals. It's like they get like $300 for them, but it costs everybody else $1,000 when they got to replace it.
Well, here's the photo you can see.
Oh yeah.
Oh, they're in the background.
Oh, look at that. Okay. Yahoo News.
I'm sure he's probably diabetic, and this is his insulin.
Oh well, shit. I mean, I keep my insulin needles next to my meth all the time. I mean,
I think the cops are kind of jumping to some conclusions here. He could be diabetic. He doesn't want to put his clean needle on the dirty coffee table, so he puts a spoon.
I mean, it's
right
probably that's probably Epsom salt, Steve.
Yeah, or just a bag of sugar. I mean, they're kind of jumping to conclusions.
Yeah, I mean, why would you think that?
Yeah.
I mean, where were they? Was on Craigslist or something?
Yeah. It wasn't until the selling of a catalytic converter that got a Missouri man in trouble with authorities, but rather what was included in the man's listing photo. A large bag of meth on the coffee table. Thanks to one of the finer citizens alerted the authorities.
Oh, Facebook Marketplace. Okay.
Oh, Facebook Marketplace. Sorry.
There you go. Okay. That's kind of like Craigslisty, isn't it?
It's close.
Yeah, it's close. Like it's like its cousin.
Yeah. A few days later, authorities show up at the man's house with a warrant to search his home. You can imagine his surprise. The sheriff wrote, he still had 48 grams of meth and a pistol that he's forbidden to own. The man was arrested, and unfortunately, his catalytic converters are no longer for sale.
Really?
Yeah. I know.
The shocker.
So take note, if you're selling items on social media, make sure your drugs are not in the background.
Note to self.
Pro tip.
Wow. Yeah. He was obviously on meth when he was taking that photo.
Or he took too many insulin shots, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course. Of course it's not meth. Wow, some terrible stuff.
Yes. Good deal. Well, you've got a hard out, correct? So I'll do the interview with Tim myself.
Yeah, I got to take off my monkey suit, you know? I got to check out Exit Right. So, you're going to be hitting. Yeah, it's going to be exciting, though. Tim has some good information. He's been out there in good old Nika for like 10 years. And, I think he has a lot of good for anybody who wants to roll out, maybe divest, serve, buy some property.
Take some American currency and turn it into land in outside of the country.
Yeah, where Uncle Sam can't get it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. Well, they can't get in your safety deposit box.
Yes. Right on. All right, man. Well, you have a good meeting, and
all right, Steve-o.
Bring on Tim Sullivan.
All right, check ya.
Tim, thank you for coming on the show.
Steve, glad to be here.
Yes. You look the same.
Yeah, it's all the running around in the tropics will do that.
Yes. Okay. So just a quick basic question. It's legal for foreigners to own and purchase land in Nicaragua and in San Juan del Sur.
Yeah. Unlike some of the other countries in Latin America, they have the exact foreigners and nationals have the exact same property rights. Okay. There's no difference. There's no restrictions. Okay. They're viewed in the laws in terms of real estate ownership as being equals.
Okay. And what's the, if there's three steps or five steps, basically, like maybe in, less than a minute, what's the process to buying land, including the lawyer and then the final papers?
Okay, a quick summary is the following. Certainly finding out what you like, getting the deal for what you're willing to pay if it's your budget. At that point, everything's turned over to the buyer's attorney, who will do the due diligence to check to make sure the title's clean. All monies remain in escrow. The seller, you don't give a dollar to the seller until everything's been green-lighted. But once due diligence is done, closings typically take they average on, I'd say, 1 to 2 months.
Okay.
But the majority are within 30 days
of
identifying it. And once everything's, again, been approved by your attorney.
Okay. And what's the pattern you've noticed? I guess what I'm saying is it seems to me, and I could be wrong, but it seems to me like real estate is in, although in certain parts of the world, it's extremely expensive. For example, Southern California, in San Juan del Sur, I feel we're at a bit of a repressed time right now because a couple factors, one being blaming it on the cerveza sickness.
Yeah. For certain.
In other words, it feels to me like generally a good time to buy in that area.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's opportunities and depending what you're looking at, but you know, remember I first came here in 2004, and when COVID has had its impact, probably like everywhere else in the world, except for Southern California, as you just spoke of, but anywhere outside with lack of flights, et cetera, I've seen bargains here in this last year that have even been better than when I first showed up or came here to investigate for investing 17 years ago.
Okay. All right. Another thing that I like about this bet is that Costa Rica borders Nicaragua. And Costa Rica is one of the most expensive Central American countries. It's really popular for expats and foreigners and, you know, anywhere from I've heard 5 to 7. I think the guy was going on what beer costs in a bar. You probably have a better number than I do.
That's funny because that seems to be a common gauge is the beer cost. But
what's the local beer bar cost?
Yeah. You've heard 5 to 7. I think the number I've heard for many, many years has been 3 to 4.
Okay.
And it's funny. It's not just the real estate costs. I mean, it's even the cost of living.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go out to dinner, you know, go buy a gallon of water at the supermarket. Everything is more expensive down there. It's quite noticeable.
Okay. Yeah. I noticed it when I was there.
Yeah.
Certainly noticed it. Food is cheap. Everything is quite cost effective. And it's also in close proximity. The borders are only 30 miles away, maybe a little more.
Well, as the crow flies, 20 miles.
Okay.
But you know, you can drive to the border. Remember, we don't have super highways.
You know, lining
everywhere around here. But the driving time really from San Juan to the border is about 40 minutes.
Okay.
I just actually flew in and out of there just a couple of weeks ago on the Liberia airport in the north, and that was my route of choice.
Okay. And it seems logical to me, and again, I could be wrong, but it seems logical to me that if a lot of expats are very close to there, they once they're tired of paying that much, they can move north a short distance and have essentially the same beach at, 25% the cost.
Oh, yeah. It's the same, you know, we're the same flora and fauna. You know, you can go to the beach here and you can actually see Costa Rica from
here. It's the next Tamarine, you know.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Time will tell.
It is, you can bring vehicles into the country, so if a guy had an extra vehicle and he got some land down there, you can have your car shipped in, right?
Sure. You know, there's expenses and, you know, import duties and that sort of thing to deal with, but absolutely.
That's the government tax you got to pay.
For
third world country. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's look at some properties here. I'm going to share my screen and then we'll take a look. Okay. So this is, everyone can recognize where this is on the planet. We're focusing in on the red dot here. So we got Costa Rica right there and Nicaragua up here. San Juan del Sur is down around here. and kind of outlined in the red here. And the property that one of the ones you sent me that I thought was interesting. So here's the main San Juan. This is the bay right here. This area right up here, there's a nice little beach right along there. Myself and my buddy Joe went down here and checked this one out. And this is where the property is kind of in the in there. So basically, it's a lots, a bunch of land lots that are divided up here, right?
There currently are some homes in there as well. I mean, it's not just a pure desolate.
Okay. And so how far is this down to the beach? Maybe.
A 5 minute walk.
About a 5 minute walk. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There we go.
Well, again, depending on which part of the development you're in, but if you're obviously the closer areas to the beach, it's about a 5 minute walk.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So it's like a little community here. Gated. This is kind of the community recreation area. Is that correct?
The beachfront is that it's about an acre's worth with they have, you know, the ranchos where you can enjoy picnics and barbecue, and they have bathrooms and showers and even electricity. So you can be there at night and charge whatever devices, but that area is exclusively for owners and their guests. It is a private beachfront lot. It's actually a pretty unique amenity. I don't know if anything else in this area that has something like that.
And it says 19,000 affordable lots. That's for bare land, right? This is kind of the community area down by the beach.
Correct.
And what are the size of those lots? Like
the majority of the lots pretty much range from 500 to 550 square meters. So you're talking ballpark, right around 5,200 square feet up to maybe about 6,000 square foot lots. Some people have bought two adjoining lots. I mean, we're not talking about a lot of money here to get into them. And they'll build, you know, have a double lot to build on. Just kind of boils down to budget, et cetera.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So there's nothing to stop a guy from picking up more than one.
Oh, no, none at all.
I mean, in a row.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, okay. They need to be available.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you could, I guess I'm saying it doesn't have to be a house on each one. You could.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. You can build one house on four lots.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. They're pretty lenient. You know, they don't want you to be raising, you know, turn your lot into a pig farm.
Yeah. Yeah. But, okay, good. Good. Yeah. All right. Good deal. Okay. Let's go ahead and share your screen and show us a couple others that you got.
Okay. What I'm going to show you, and you let me know when you can see this.
There we go. Okay.
All right. Let me get to overall photo. If you look, this is a listing for two houses. This was a developer slated project, which obviously he only built two homes. He had a coffee opportunity, and he basically is looking to divest these relatively cheaply. So the land adjacent altogether, it's a little over an acre. There's two furnished homes that actually have been a rental property collectively between the two homes. One of them is like a three bedroom, three bath, and the other is a two bedroom, two bath, making up a total of the five and five. But you know, it's been reduced from $330,000 for both homes and the property to a current list price of $245,000.
Where we see that blue line is what's for sale there.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is a 5 minute drive from the town of San Juan onto one direction, and if you drive 5 minutes the other way, probably less than five, to tell you the truth. I'm thinking maybe even three or four. Your toes are in the sand at what's called Playa Romanzo. And
I've been
we're
to that
also
beach. Very nice.
I'm sorry?
I've been to that beach. It's very nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a popular surfing beach too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What, the other property you had?
Oh, the other property that is actually on the road to Romanzo, is a large, roughly 6 acres. Now, this was this gives you an idea of some of the surrounding hillside. It's not water views, but you have gorgeous green hillsides and valley views here from this property. But it was slated, and some lots have been sold, but someone could get in for, you know, as little as $6,000 for a lot. Now, granted, that's not a huge lot. I mean, you're in the neighborhood of
659 square meters. What's that equate to in feet?
Your ballpark, about 7,000 square feet.
Okay.
So, you know, 7,000 square foot, you know, you're under a quarter of an acre, but, okay.
But that's for $6,000.
I'm sorry.
That's for $6,000.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
So we can have multiples of that and lots across over me.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking $9 a square meter. A square meter is a little over 10 and a half square feet. I mean, this is, yeah. I mean, you could buy the balance of this project and, you know, it's 6 acres for $150,000. So yeah. Buy the whole thing and have a horse ranch if you like.
Yeah. The garden, whatever you want. Okay. So those are the prices there of what, each lot in this number is going for. 14K, 8,700, 5,931. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And just to give you quick numbers here, you know, if you're looking at a 14K, I mean, this is approaching a half an acre.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a fair amount of land for not a lot of entry.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And what's the proximity to San Juan?
This is actually given a perspective, the homes we just showed you, the two side-by-side homes,
yeah,
those are about, like I said, 5 minutes to the town, or, you know, 3 to 4 minutes to the beach. Mm-hmm. This is, from this property, I would say almost the flip of that. To the beach, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, and okay. To town, 6 to 8 minute drive.
And so this is south or north of?
This is actually south of town.
Okay.
So that's where Romanzo is.
Okay, maybe around up here.
Well, Romanzo's right here. We'll kind of see it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Right on. Very, very cool. Now, as far as how much is it to build, like per square foot to build?
Well, if someone's looking, of course, you know,
I understand there's ranges on everything, but, you know, a decent place and then all the way up to high end.
Yeah, well, if you're looking North American standards, mm-hmm. you know, something that maybe most of your viewers are accustomed to, $70 a square foot is a good solid number you can depend on.
Okay.
We could certainly go more than that, like anywhere in the world, if you really want to step it up. But $70 a square foot gives you a comfortable North American feel and finish.
Okay. And how's the surf in San Juan?
Oh, well, it's one of the reasons I was attracted here. It's pretty dependable. And
what percentage of the time?
Right. Well, it's very rare to go completely flat. Huh. I mean, there's always at least something, some bump in the water. And my experience with Southern California is you could even have, you know, weeks on end where you're just kind of not really anything there. Here, it would be, I would feel rare to see it go beyond 2 to 4 days.
Okay.
Where you have nothing.
Nothing.
It's, yeah. there's always something.
And you guys have lefts and rights. I know you have lefts.
Correct. Yeah. I would say, you know, in our neck of the woods here, now beach breaks, of course, pull both ways on that. But, you know, most of the points are on the lefts. More than 50% would be lefts.
Okay.
But in and around San Juan, I mean, we probably have three pretty fun go-to surf spots that are within the distance of town, you know, 20 max being 20 minutes of any one of those.
Okay. All right. And this is really good information, Tim. If someone wanted to get a hold of you, they can do so. Your email is newnikaliving@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. We'll put a link in the show notes. And if you want to call him on WhatsApp, you can do so at +505-889-4021.
Hey, yeah, 8809. I don't know if I heard that.
Yeah, 8809-4021.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be in the show notes. They can click on it.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Right on. Well, thank you, Tim. This was fun. And thank you guys for subscribing and tuning in. And if you want to hear past episodes, you can go to stevebartonmoney.com and they'll be all there.
Great.
Alrighty, Tim, you have a good day.
You too. Take care, Steve. Thank you.
You're welcome.